Romain Tenney killed himself in 1964 when the federal government was seizing his Wethersfield farm to build Interstate 91. A single maple tree was left on the land to remember Tenney, but the tree was removed last week because it was dying. Now the town of Wethersfield has to figure out how to remember Tenney and his final act of protest respectfully and appropriately while acknowledging his suicide. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report, and this note of warning, this story includes discussions of suicide.
The work crew showed up just before 8 a.m. to take down the Tenney tree at the Exit 8 park and ride in Wethersfield. It's been big news here, debating what to do about the tree. And a small crowd gathered to watch it come down on a recent chilly morning. Rodney Spaulding stood off to the side, wearing an Ascutney Fire Department baseball cap. Spaulding grew up here. He knew Romain Tenney, and he was one of the three firefighters who showed up the night Tenney set his house on fire and ended his life.
So Chief Butterfield and I got on scene and started looking for him, and his dog was running around outside here looking for him, I guess. And the house was filling up with smoke, and we didn't have air packs or anything at that time. And we tried to get down cellar, but the cell door apparently had been nailed or locked shut. I spent the next day in the cellar with a fire investigator, and we found a bed with some bones on it, and a gun was there that had been fired.
Spaulding said most people in town knew about Tenney's fight at the time. The government was buying out farms up and down the Connecticut River Valley to make way for the new interstate. But Tenney refused to sell his land, and the government seized his farm through eminent domain. Spaulding said Tenney, who was 64, had nowhere else to go.
Everybody liked Romain. He, you know, didn't bother anybody and didn't mind his own business. But, you know, it took everything he had, you know. Where was he going to put his barn and his farm and live and his tools? And, you know, it wiped his whole life out, technically. I mean, really.
Ted Knox owns the company that cut down the tree last week. Knox grew up in the next town over and says Tenney's death had a big impact on the Upper Valley.
I was like in the fourth grade, and I can remember that was like a big thing in State Street School, that they were building the interstate and they cut this guy's farm in half and, you know, let all his animals go, set his house on fire, and then shot himself in the head from what I understand, but... No, it was a terrible thing. My parents were upset about it. My teachers were upset about it, you know.
The tree was a living memorial to Tenney. There was no plaque there describing who he was or how he died. And now that the Tenney tree is gone, Kyle Obenauer, who's with the Agency of Transportation, says the state wants to build a permanent memorial. They plan to use some of the tree wood to build a pavilion that tells Tenney's story.
Suicide is certainly part of that, and that has been something, I think, since Romain Tenney died that has been hard to talk about. And if we're memorializing this person, how do we find that balance, and how do we do it in a safe, responsible way that, you know, addresses this incredibly sad story, but also treats suicide appropriately?
It's generally not a good idea to build a permanent memorial to people who die by suicide, according to Charlotte McCorkle, who's with the Howard Center and works in suicide prevention.
The concern with memorials is that it can be an upsetting reminder of a suicide death, and it can also romanticize the idea of suicide, especially for people who may be thinking about suicide or at high risk.
McCorkle says if the state moves ahead with the permanent memorial, it will be important to choose the words carefully and try not to focus too much on how Tenney died.
So I would see it as about land rights and as about his commitment to his land or to Vermont or to the property rather than glorifying the suicide death. And I would make sure to say that he saw this as his only option and how tragic that is, and that there are many options for people who are having a hard time, and then give a hotline number.
But Paul Searles, who's a history professor at Northern Vermont University, says it's a slippery slope to change the wording or not directly address an historical event when you're putting up a memorial.
The Romaine Tenney story loses its significance if you didn't tell the whole story. I mean, the story is that on the day when his house was to be leveled, he chose to level it himself and to go with it. And to exclude that fact doesn't make any sense to me at all.
The Agency of Transportation owns the park and ride where the tree was, and the state will have final say over the memorial. But V-Trans is giving Weathersfield $30,000 to come up with a design, and members of Tenney's family will work with the town. Brandon Tenney says a lot of people in the family still have questions about how his great uncle died, and some think maybe he was killed and didn't take his own life. He says what's most important is remembering what happened on the farm and acknowledging the resistance Romaine Tenney put up to what most people thought was progress.
You know, the tree's coming down, but at least the state's gonna pay the town to put up a memorial, you know? Feels good and sad at the same time, you know? It's a moment of history.
The Tenney family still owns about 20 acres on the other side of the highway, and there are two big old maple trees growing there. And whenever the family gets together there, someone eventually tells the story about how Tenney lived and died. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Weathersfield.
If you or anyone you know has thoughts about suicide or is experiencing a mental health crisis, please reach out for help. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK. You are not alone.